Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
so we started talking about our workshop with the teachers, but it ended up we weren't sure that teachers would actually want to come along. And
do you want it louder, please?
Sorry, louder?
Yes, please.
Okay, we weren't sure that teachers would want to come along, and a big difficulty was wherever you held it, it would probably only be teachers from that particular country who would come along. And actually, there's a real diversity with different resources and also backgrounds and everything like that. So we did think about perhaps you want to have a distributed or remote conference so that you could actually try and do that and bring in some of the different education groups. Then we thought about other possible workshops. We looked at the TEI meets designed for people with vision impairment. But then we actually tried to identify people who want to come along, and there wasn't such a big group of people. So we moved on to our third workshop proposal.
But we will send emails like who might be interested.
We will try and find out. Another possible workshop was understanding multimodal perception for automated presentation design, and that one seemed to have more legs. So different groups were computational cognitive models for perception, accessible technology people, physics engines for VR, data visualisation people, sonification, tangible and data physicalisation researchers. I think all of those groups would be interested. It's really ambitious, but starting with, you know, what are the perceptual underpinnings so that we can try and automate the best presentation of materials to people who have vision impairment, but or just whatever their learning needs are. So it's mainstream as well. Okay.